textisms and writing skill. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A recent study finds that college students who use a lot of textisms in their everyday electronic communications tend to perform a little worse in formal writing tasks, but are better informal writers. In this study, textisms are those abbreviations, acronyms, intentional misspellings, incorrect punctuations, and the like that are commonly used in text messages and in instant messaging. In the study, college students were asked to complete two writing assignments, study co-author Larry Rosen of California State University.
We asked them to write two essays. One was a formal letter to a company saying, "Hey, I got this product from you. I didn't like it. Here's what's going wrong. Please do this for me." And the other was an informal essay on happiness and unhappiness. And what we found, interestingly enough, was those kids, and I use kids loosely, those college students, who used more of these textisms wrote worse formal letters, but wrote better informal essays. And in fact, there's been arguments that say that this generation reads less than any previous generation, and that is both true and untrue. They read fewer books, but they read more words. They are forever reading online. They are forever reading what other people write. And so evidently what's happening, and I think this is very true, that this generation is learning a skill of writing about feelings and writing not necessarily formally, which I still think is part of, should be part of the curriculum. They should be required to learn how to write a formal letter. But what they're really learning is how to write and how to transmit feelings, which, after all, communication and writing is about transmitting feelings and content.
So why is it that you see this relationship between the use of textisms and sort of a better kind of one writing and a worse kind of the other? Is it because your skills change as you write in this textism format more often, or is it just that people who are more likely to engage in that kind of communication are also less likely to be good at formal writing?
I think that what happens is textisms are typically used in very informal kind of settings, texting back and forth, emailing back and forth, IMing, Facebooking, whatever. And that is a really good bridge to writing, period. It is not necessarily a great bridge to having to write formally like you might be asked to do in high school, junior high school, or college. However, I will make the argument, which a lot of people will disagree with me, is that once you've written formal kinds of things in high school and college, rarely in your life do you end up writing more of those kind of formal things. You tend to write more informally for the rest of the other 50, 60 years of your life. And I think that we're looking at a generation growing up who will be good writers, at least good writers on an informal level.
Larry Rosen with Cal State. Recent research by the Pew Internet and American Life Project concludes that about two-thirds of teenagers use some textisms in school writing assignments. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.